rains have started. We experienced some heavy downpour from 2 days ago. And soon after the rain stopped, that very day in the evening, the mayor and then his team, we moved around the metropolis to inspect the damage so far. We realized there are some areas within our zone that have been affected. Areas around Adabraka, Sahara, Udona area, some areas around Kanishi and all that. What we are doing is, before the rains began, the assembly began the disrupting of the drains, which for us, we feel it's a very important step we took, because if you look at the level of flooding this time around, just this first one, within the AMA zone, we did not experience any serious flooding. It was quite minimal. All as a result of the desilting work we are doing, the desilting is a continuous one we are doing. When we went around, we found out that most of the drains we have desilted, due to the downpour, it has washed some silt and then some debris into the drains again. So the assembly has quickly mobilized, and then we'll begin the desilting of those very drains we have identified again to ensure that when the rain comes, we'll be able to move faster. Now, there are also some construction of some drains within the metropolis, and we are hopeful that, as the contractor has assured us, work will be done quickly in order that when the rain comes, we'll be able to move in. If you look at in front of the Dakar Academy, the drain being constructed there, the Odona drain and all that, these are drains we are hoping that the contractor will speed up work to ensure that we'll be able to deal with the rain situation.
There's still a problem around the Kwame Nkrumah interchange, the circle area, because last 2 days rain also exposed this problem, because you could say that some of the concrete pavements have been washed by the rain. What is the AMA doing about this?
We have assessed all those ones, and they are all part of our assessment. And as I told you, the assembly will move in to ensure that the work will begin in relation to putting some of these drains back in shape. We are liaising with the Ministry of Works and Housing to find ways and means to deal with some of these things as quickly as possible.
On the issue of the landfill site, Ms. Ankra said the Ministry of Sanitation has directed that the Kone landfill site is now opened. He said the AMA is piloting rubbish segregation to help in recycling.
The Assembly recently issued a press release to clearly state the situation at hand. I'm happy to tell you that the Ministry of Sanitation yesterday released a statement clearly stating that from today, the landfill site, being the Kone landfill site, will be open 24/7. I don't know if you have some time, if I can read the press release they issued. That's from through the notice of the Ministry of Sanitation and Water Resources, that the indiscriminate and rampant dumping of refuse along the Tema motorway and other motor highways, major highways, have been done by operators of the Moto King tricycles, popularly called Bola taxis. The ministry wishes to bring to the attention of the general public that the operations of these vehicles, that segment, that strange measures have been introduced to effectively monitor the illegal practice that is happening. The security personnel have also been deployed to apprehend and bring to book some of these people.
You heard the PR of the AMA, Gilbert Ankrah, talking to Phyllis Kofi.